Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Yeah, exactly. No, so in fact, and I think even before Pauly fell in that manhole, he was going to suggest a signing that is going to potentially, you could look, this is what I mean. You're going to have some signings out there or some ideas where you're like, yeah, that'd be good. That would make sense. It's going to do a sum total of nothing. It's not going to do anything. It's not going to make the Warriors become a top four seed. That's not what's out there. So I'm prepping myself for this offseason to not be as crazy as we've sort of coached ourselves to think that it's going to be. It is a huge offseason because we think it's going to be like philosophical. We think there's going to be a shift. You got to declare, are you for the big three? Or are you against them? And the feeling is they're going to be for the big three because they said as much. And then they'll go do it and they'll gussy the fan base up with some other little moves around it and go, that's right, Kuminga's going to take a big step and Moody's going to get his role. And we think we can contend because last year, 46 wins, we're right there. Draymond doesn't get suspended.
Right.
Could have and
blah,
they'll do
blah, blah.
Well, has anyone else noticed this with the Warriors the last couple of years?
I haven't heard it from Joe Lacob.
They tell you all year that they're contending for a championship until they're not. And they're like, yeah, that wasn't going to be a championship. So, like, I'm ready for that now. You know, but stay flexible, stay ready. And I think that's the game they're playing. If and when said big name becomes available, Warriors will be on the phone. Until then, let's save some money.
Well, you can't do anything till the end of June anyway, until you get like June 24th or whatever is the Chris Paul deadline and June 30th. So
let's see who's upset.
Well, exactly. So between now and then, you're scoreboard watching, and I wonder if we asked Steve Kerr, if we had a chance to talk to him again, as he puts his feet in the ocean down there in San Diego, if he is still scoreboard watching, and if the organization is like, all right, if we can get Minnesota out, maybe the Cat becomes unhappy and he springs free, and Milwaukee, if Milwaukee can slide, and they beat Indiana, and Giannis is hurt, but not hurt enough for now, if he can be hurt, but not really hurt, and then be disgruntled, maybe he would want to go somewhere else. And if we get LeBron away from L.A., maybe we can find a way to get him in here.
I don't think it's going to feel like that. I don't think they're doing the if, but they're monitoring all because that's what all NBA teams do.
Of course.
Do.
So you're rooting against the Clippers because Paul George.
Well, I guess. I mean, Paul's going to be expensive.
He's a free agent.
Yeah, that's
anyway.
A free agent. I don't think that free agency is going to be the way that this can work for the Warriors this year. I think that they're monitoring all, and if the right thing and when the right thing becomes available, the Warriors will be ready to make a phone call and a very, very substantial offer and try to pounce. But outside of that, I've reached a point where I believe them. They would like to be below the second apron, and I believe them. And I think they will be if said big-time star does not get mad and become available.
Yeah, and so I think that I don't think a big-time star will become available. So then you look at your plan B, which for me, plan B is not bring everybody back and hope that some guys get better, because I saw Joe Lacob's face when you got run out of Golden One and the beam got lit before he was even at the exit. I don't think that Joe Lacob is going to look at this situation and say, yeah, we're going to bring everyone back. We're going to get Clay at a workable number. We'll be below the second apron. We'll hope Andrew decides to try more frequently and that Draymond doesn't get thrown out and all the rest of it. I think that no matter what, they're going to make at least one big move in the offseason. Well, and I think it's going to be a Wiggins and Moody trade. I can't see Wiggins still being on the team, and Moody to me feels like a guy you'd naturally throw in.
I think you're translating the angry look on Joe's face maybe to be something that it's not. I don't think it's just this hell-bent on winning thing. I think it's, we missed the playoffs for $400 million.
Yeah.
It's not just we missed the playoffs, so I'm mad. We missed the playoffs, and it cost me $400 million. So I don't think that look on his face is nearly as angry if this exact same team misses the playoffs for a lot less than $400 million. Because
so you and I disagree.
Yeah, the moves may not be available. I'm telling you right now, and the Warriors told you as well, like option A, the only things that you can really count on this year in the offseason, you're going to let Chris Paul go and you're going to try to keep Klay Thompson. Anything else is a maybe at best. Like trading Andrew Wiggins to who? For what?
To anyone for anything.
Well, first of all, I don't think they view it that way.
I'm being a little bit cynical.
Right, but why? Like, why for just anything? And it's not, I understand the frustration with Andrew, but it's not to the level of like, just get him off.
It's not to the level of James Wiseman.
Get him off my team right
now.
You
got 5 second round picks for James Wiseman.
Yeah.
This is not quite that. You're not going to take 5 seconds for Wiggins, but you would rather get a player in here who is more consistent and I think more productive for your team than Andrew Wiggins. And there might be a guy out there who you could find, a team who's looking to get rid of. Maybe it's a guy who's on a one-year deal.
No, I'm with you, but that's a might. That's a might.
Oh, for sure.
Like, the only thing that I feel confident, and I might be wrong, but I feel confident that the Warriors are going to do, let Chris go and try to keep Clay.
Yeah, try. Yeah. I mean, let Chris go is 100%.
But they're going to make him an offer. There's not going to be we talked to Clay and we never even gave him an offer. They're going to make him an offer. They're absolutely going to make him an offer.
They already made him an offer, right? And he turned it down.
They're going to make it again.
And I wonder if the offer they make again is lower than the offer they previously made.
I think that the offer will actually probably be a touch higher, provided that there isn't somewhere else for that money to go. That's kind of what I'm getting at. Like, they're going to make it sound like it's option A, but it's because they know it's probably the only option that's available to them. But believe you me, if Karl Anthony Towns or Lauri Markkanen become available, I believe absolutely that the Warriors will let Clay walk. I absolutely believe that. If they feel like they can upgrade right now in some sort of a trade. But if that's not there, and it probably won't be, then say out loud, yeah, we're gonna do everything we can to try to bring Clay back.
Yeah, I mean, if you were to trade for Karl Anthony Towns, you'd have to trade Wiggins, Kuminga, and Moody just to get the money even close to that much.
No, the draft picks is what it's likely going to be all about.
Right, but you need to match salary.
Not necessarily. Not with draft picks have a value.
Right, but
I don't think Andrew Wiggins is getting traded to Minnesota.
Yeah, that'd be a long shot.
That'd be weird.
Yeah. It'd be weird if any team reached out and said, yeah, let me get that player. Let me get that guy who's shown a significant regression in his game.
Yeah.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And you know, it's questionable as to how much he actually wants to be out there and compete.
Right, but you have to remember that if these players are going to go, it's because they're telling their team that they've got to go. Like, Portland traded Damian Lillard. What'd they get? Exactly.
I can't remember.
Exactly. You get nothing for these people when this happens.
Malcolm Brogdon?
But you get my point. Like Malcolm
Robert
Brogdon.
Williams?
Yeah. You call that a return for Damian Lillard?
You just asked about who they got.
I know, but okay. So, Grandy, you've got like, sure, you studied it. That's not the point.
Talk to me in 2030.
The point is that you're not, it's not going to match. When a star goes, it doesn't match.
This isn't a star.
You get
Andrew Wiggins.
No, I'm talking about who would be coming.
Oh, yeah.
You're talking about if Embiid or if Giannis or Towns or somebody like that wants out, you're not going to get the return that you want at all. You want assets. They need to either be young or draft picks. And all I'm telling you is that every conversation I have with the people who do this for a living, they're like, the Warriors have the package. They have the package that would be attractive to a team that's got a reboot. It's how Oklahoma City did it.
Right.
The opposite of F them picks. Bring me them picks over and over again. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.